Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Harold Ahonow. I am your practical spiritual advisor, Infinite You, which is me, which is we. I am excited. I have a couple pages here of just notes, because I did say in the last episode, episode number 6, that I was going to catch everyone up to 2023, and I'm on a crunch time, because it's the twins, it's their birthday, they're now 18 years old, Malachi and Christian, and we have things to do. I'm picking up Amber early, and the children, and stuff like that, so I didn't realize how much information there was and backtracking I was going to have to do in my memory to bring this forth. So anyway, for those that are new, the way that this podcast is set up is I'm a practical spiritual advisor. I am in the city of San Antonio, Texas. I was born on 11/22/77 at 11 p.m. on the dot. I had my awakening at the age of 33. And so I've been putting in the work and in the way that I can best help express, you know, tangible ways of doing the things that I did is just telling you the stories, right? And just telling and breaking it down. And the best way I could do that is traveling back in time to my memory. And as I do that, I, from new perspective, with, you know, my awareness now and what's come to light and what's come full circle and stuff like that, I get to really look at how these things just came together, and new information comes in and awareness, and I get to really in real time, well, not me, but you get to experience this. And so let's do it. Let's jump on in, and we'll do a real quick recap of the last episode, and that was successful CE5 meditation leads to cosmic X. And basically what that was is, well, before that was like the activation of San Antonio with the gridding. And then, that led to the world shifting and shutting down. And then that led to an invitation out to Kerrville, Texas to lead this CE5 meditation. The next day it led to the details of this 2 solar eclipses that are crisscrossing Texas. And that led to finding out the details, which is, you know, looking towards the middle, which is Utopia. And then, you know, we found Miracle Springs Ranch. And then, you know, that information sat for a while, because I do want to take you back in time. And remember, this is in the middle of summer of 2020. So there's a lot of like political things going on. There is a lot of stay home, wear your mask, do what we're telling you, and then like fear of the vaccine and what that's going to be, and then, you know, just all of the things, right? And in that same token, I was also not vending. I was making money through selling pendants online. People were reaching out. I guess they were feeling this, you know, like pull to align themselves. And so they were reaching out, and I was still making money that way. So, I can't remember exactly when. No, I can look back, but I'm talking about like the SBA small business money that came in like a little while later. So anyway, that's a recap. And I left you off with the Todd Daughtry incident, and that, if I'm not mistaken, was around April. Now, okay, again, the world was shut down. It didn't start reopening till about this time. I think March, April, a year to when it had shut down. And Unlimited Thought, the Life Enrichment Center, the place from earlier in the stories, was starting to open up and have their fairs, which I was like, oh, good, I need to make some money. And I, you know, I came out, vended. Must have been, I don't remember if it was the very first time that I came back, or that we all came back. That we all came back, that we, I was telling the story to the lady at my table about the, Solar Eclipse X and Mark's the Spot and Miracle Springs Ranch, and right, and this is how I meet Todd. And so again, I want to take you into that mindset of there's time that has transpired, and I had only been telling this story to the few people and not out vending and telling it to a bunch of people. Nothing was had opened up at that time. And so with that, I discovered that the place was actually not for sale, how much it would cost to stay there, and I wanted to put skin in the game quickly, and so that led to wanting to bring like a troop there. And so not too long, like the next week, we're like jumping into where normally festivals and stuff would be going on, and coming out the gate was a new one called Solar Punk Summit by a dear friend of mine. I didn't know her at the time, Angel Robinson. And Solar Punk Summit is, I mean, it's a summit. It's not, I mean, it's a festival, but it's a summit. It's where people that have, that normally speak in front of crowds and do like neuro-linguistic programming and permaculture talks and new world building. I mean, it's solar punk. It's taking the old and the new, bringing it together and doing what we can with what we have. And so that's pretty much the idea. And it was at a location that I was familiar with, the same location that Medicine for the People had been happening for the last few years. And so we were back on the property in Dripping Springs, and the event was amazing. It was a lot of the same crowd. It was some new people that I had met, recently through thing, through Facebook or whatever. And we were all wanting to come out, and she was being cautious. There was, it was open about what was going on. We did have a communal kitchen. Nobody got sick. It was really cold at night, and it heated up in the daytime. Nice 80-degree weather, and we had a blast. And I ran into an old friend that I had met not too long before the world shut down, AJ, and then his girlfriend, who I don't know if they're married now or they're still engaged, but Amber Lee. This was my first time being introduced to her, and they just, they lit up my world. They're amazing. And I've got a video on my TikTok that has a little thing that AJ's doing. I think Amber Lee's in there too. And he's got his guitar and, happy, healthy, when and well. Peace on earth, baby, can't you tell? Woohoo. And he's got the whole, like, it's out everybody, playing music with their hands and spoons. And, it was such a beautiful moment. It was like that new earth paradigm, and we were living there, surviving and taking care of each other and talking about what it means and what it's going to take to, create the world that we came here to co-create. And so that's what solar punk was. And I'm not 100% sure. I think I had the map at that time, and I was walking around with this map inside of a one of those architect where they have like rolls of blueprints and stuff. So I had a map in here, and it was all rolled up. And so I would pull it out and then open it up like a pirate, and I'm showing him this X marks the spot, like a spiritual pirate, right? And the way I'm finding these things is very, it's like what you would like Clash of the Titans and, going on a journey. We come full circle. This thing is absolutely amazing, the way this story unfolds. And we're going to run through a lot of it here today. So just if you're confused, if you're first time, go back and watch the other ones or listen to the other episodes. This is not going to make a lot of sense. It may, I don't know. Anyway, so Solar Punk Summit was amazing. I'm walking around with the map. I'm showing these people the map and talking about what's in the middle and all these wonderful things. And so quickly in May, we had already, I don't know how I did this so fast. It didn't seem like things happened this fast, but I have it on my calendar. So May 21st to 25th, we rented out Miracle Springs Ranch, and it was over $4,000. And I was able to reach out to I think it was like 15 actually paid. A couple got in there with half payment or no payment, whatever. So, you know, it doesn't matter, but it got paid. And money came in around that time, so I was actually able to put it into securing the property or the location, the lodge. And, you know, there was a cabin that was supposed to be rented out, but it wound up not getting rented out right before we went. So we had the whole place to ourselves pretty much. And the owners, when we got to Miracle Springs, and the reason we were going is I wanted to, since the land was not for sale and is in the center of two solar eclipses, the ideas that were running through my head were, let's have a festival. And since it's not ours and they don't want to sell it, let's build on their property. I mean, X marks the spot. We can start marketing this shit now. We have a location. That was the thing. If we can get a location, everything else lines up. And I also had Jason Hahn, who was connected to the artist. And I was talking to him about coming out there. And he didn't understand exactly what I meant when I was like, hey, let's have a thing over at Miracle Springs. That this is a survey of the land type of thing where we can find out what we can actually, how many toilets, do we need to build a road? We have all this time, you know, we have an ample amount of time prior before the solar eclipses. We can prep things. Like, what do we need to do? And his expertise is what I wanted to come out there and shit, right before we went, he's like, oh man, that's what you're doing. Oh, you should have just told me. I could have got us on there for free. And I have a whole team to survey the property, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's why I was trying to talk to you. You were busy and blah, blah. I mean, it was just weird. He was doing all these other things with his other businesses and they were growing and, we were just not able to communicate. And when we did, he was like, no, I can't go. And he had money. So he was like, well, I'll pay for one of the, you know, prices to go, but I'm not going to pay for myself and blah, blah. And I was like, well, then I'll gift it. I could have pocketed the money, but I gifted it to my friend Erin. And funny thing with her, she actually like camped in her own tent and everything. She could have stayed in one of the rooms, but, he didn't go. And everything happens for a reason. So I'm always just flowing with it. So I was ready to head out there and pictures of the place and everything would just look beautiful. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And so when we pull up to the property, I'm like, you know, I'm arriving by myself and Amber had to stay back with the children and stuff. And I was just like leading this thing by myself. She was only going to come in like the last day or whatever. And spend some time there because, you know, we had to go from like Friday to Monday or something. And so we were there for extra time than everybody was going to be able to be there. So anyway, as you drive up and over onto the main part of the property, it is like, whoa, immediately I'm looking at stage, sound, RVs, more cars. Like, how are they going to get in here? Where do they park? Where do they even camp? This is all hillside. It's not hardly any flat area to this place. I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens. Let's get further into property. I remember seeing way back in the back, and the thing that they did almost immediately was take us on a tour of the whole property with an ATV that could just like traverse going over bushes and all kinds of stuff. And they showed us the property and, there's just no way we could have any kind of a large event there. So the focus shifted. And instead of surveying the land, the person that was the main surveyor wasn't there. So, it just didn't work out in the way to survey it. It was not to be surveyed. So what we did is we had our own little mini gathering festival, and the people that showed up were life coaches, community gatherers, a DJ, fire spinner, another DJ, light workers that activate territories, and his son that is, you know, little star seed. He's 15 years old at the time. Excuse me. And so we danced and we played and we moved clouds with our breath, and we had a cacao ceremony, and there's a pool there that's like 20 feet deep or something. It's amazing. And so we just had a relaxing time, and we did a drum circle and ecstatic dance. And a few of us on Saturday night, was it a Saturday or Sunday night? I think it's Saturday night. We partook, well, I know I did, and a couple others, we partook in a journey, in a psychedelic journey. I wanted to activate while being there, like to get into a nice high vibration and dance and breathe and move the energy and explore and see things that are there that you don't normally see with just your two eyes. And so, you know, we had fun, and at one point in time, my friend said that, Harold, we have enough people here that we could just leave the world behind, and just like we can go buy our own land and we can escape. They'll never even know that we're there, and we'll grow our own food. We know what to do. We have the resources right here, right now. And if you hear my stomach growling, that's just fasting going on. So immediately I got this feeling and emotion that was like, no, I didn't come here for that. I didn't come here for that. I came to assist humanity, and even the ones that don't necessarily see that their gifts and who they really are. And I started crying, and then I, you know, started jumping into some like light language, and, you know, being on a little bit of a psychedelic, it wasn't like full on visuals or anything. I could still see, you know, you're able to like tap in. And so what I was looking at was our hearts were about chest high into this, you know, our hearts were like even playing with the hot tub that we were sitting in, and the bubbles that were coming out were almost like waves of energy that were coming from our hearts, and we were creating in within this like this plane that was the hot tub, the top of the water with the bubbles and everything. And there's lights and colors that are coming up through it, so it looks cool. And you know, I'm in this space of like, no, I came here to imprint a different, you know, frequency that brings everyone along, and we have this opportunity to do it in a big way. It was like I had already graduated this earth school and came back, so why would I come back and just to leave him again? So I started speaking the light language, and that must have been around 3 a.m. because the next day my friend Dulce, who was asleep at the time in the lodge, woke up, and she's a channeler, and she saw a galactic being come in the front door and give her a message to give to everyone. And one of the messages that she gave to me was, not everybody's going to make it. And that's fine. Everybody's up to choose their own thing. And I've seen the separation. I'm watching everyone that went out there. And I 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks before we went out there. And again, I'm looking at this timeline that I have, and I'm like, holy moly, like, I just met them, and how did I get this information so fast? It seems like weeks had passed, and then new information came in, you know, when I think back. But now looking at the timelines of things, it was fast. It was so fast. And so it must have been two and a half weeks before we head out to Miracle Springs Ranch that a friend of mine, Audrey, mentioned something about Happy New Year to the 13-month, 28-day calendar. And I'm like, I gotta research that. And what came up was this galactic / dream spell calendar that was a download by Jose Arguelles, I think in 96 or in the 80s, or I can't remember exactly the dates. You'll have to look that up yourself. But, and it's not the Mayan calendar, and it's not the Aztec calendar. It is a mixture of a few different things, and even his is not exactly, like, if you looked at the way he put his stuff together, what I found was this, Tolkien, this other galactic butterfly calendar next to the Gregorian calendar with this Banner of Peace sign that is from earlier parts of these podcast episodes that was right there showing the dystopian Gregorian calendar timeline wave compared to the harmonic creation wave of the galactic calendar, and with this turtle with the Banner of Peace on the top of its shell in between both of the calendars. And I'm like, what? Okay, so things were like showing me very loudly. It's like when you ask your guides to give you messages, you're like, make it loud so I don't miss it. And that's what was happening. These things were coming through loud and clear. And I'm like, okay, I will follow you. That led to the galactic calendar. And one of the things I did immediately was reach out to my friends, my new friends. Well, my old friend AJ and my new friend Amber Lee, his partner. And she's like, Harold, I've been living this galactic calendar for the last 7 years. Yes, it is a thing. And blah, blah, blah. There's an organization. And they've been trying to push for this. And it has been a mission to get humanity onto a harmonic time wave. And I'm like, hold on, that all makes sense. Like, everyone, you know, that's operating off of the Gregorian calendar for the most part is operating in a time equals money, you know, baseline frequency. They go along with the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, like the January, February, March, April, like all the things that are Gregorian calendar. It's a man-made time wave. It's not natural. And so this calendar puts you into a natural galactic harmonic, not just like planet. It's like your galactic signature is what they call it. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And she's like, I've been living it. It's a new thing. And it's why blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so maybe you can teach a workshop or a class at Miracle Springs when we go. And she's like, oh yes, I'm all on it. And she did. And we decoded all of our galactic signatures there at Miracle Springs Ranch and had an activation, and we literally as a group pushed clouds away with our breath and our heart, like, you know, before, after a cacao ceremony, like I was guided to push the breath, not so like the clouds are coming. It depends on how big the storm is. You could be wrapped around something and lightly push it and actually have a pullback that brings it upon you, which has happened before or after doing this technique that I'll go ahead and let you know now. So as a group, we were facing we're in the house, in the lodge, and we put the cow, we're in the kitchen / living room, and there's this, I can feel the drops are coming, and I'm like, no, we're about to like have the music get started and we're gonna swim and still have fun. This is the night to have fun. I don't want to be cooped up inside. No. And so I'm like, hold on, everybody get together. This is what I feel we should do. We're all gonna face the clouds. And instead of just like push the clouds away with our intense breath, we're gonna guide it. And so we're going to guide it with an inhale and an exhale. And, you know, we did this with like guiding it in the direction we wanted to go. And there was no stopping there was no pausing. So it was like a complete cycle of breath. And we just like nudged it over and went outside. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it worked. And so it didn't rain until like 5 a.m. I stayed up because I was like, dude, we got the place till Tuesday. So Saturday, I'm staying up. We can sleep tomorrow. And it was just, it was amazing to be able to do these things, have these activations, do the breathing together and work with nature. And, you know, we were supposed to have a lot of rain that weekend as we were coming up to it, and it kept, the percentages kept getting lower and lower and lower, and it only rained when we were asleep. And so it was a beautiful time and a complete activation. And the other thing too that came to mind was you know, one eclipse, you know, maybe not being at that property, right? Like, if this isn't the spot, then where would we go? And you know, you want to be where both of them go directly over the center. And I'm like, well, what if we're over there? And you know, and it just, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like, oh my goodness, both eclipses are actually happening now. We are quantum, and we all collected here as an alchemical human being soup, you know, jacked into our higher selves. Because everyone there that came was like, they know what lightworker means, and way shower, and as much as they can, they be it. And it was an activation, and we were all there to share space with each other, and we did, and it was beautiful. And such a beautiful, I wish I would have captured more footage and everything. Other people do. There's pictures and things floating around. We'll get them all together. But being quantum and being in the epicenter of these two eclipses in the water, I should have jumped in the lake. I didn't. I was only in the pool. But knowing that it created a quantum shift within myself with bringing these things forward. And one of the ideas I've always had is like connecting a bunch of off-grid communities, regenerative communities, and assisting people with being able to function between them and connect between them. And so if we leave Miracle Springs and what we did in that activation, soon after it led to meeting Stephen Black through my friend Mandy, the street angel, Mandolin. She was at Miracle Springs Ranch and said, y'all need to connect. And so what we did was we did, a few of us invested into cryptocurrency. And this was prompting me to think about how we can fund what I call the GLLG. And that is the Great Lightworker Land Grab. The GLLG. And so if we can pull our resources together and purchase all these parcels of land and link them together, that's what that would be. And so it's a movement. And so that will be coming out more and more. But that's one of the things, the GLLG. And then 2 weeks about, or roughly about 2 weeks after we left there, this YouTube video popped up on my channel, and this guy was discussing how he traced the Christos spiral and the Fibonacci spiral and put them onto this linear timescape that we have. And he was looking at the numbers. They both have the number 144. And if he put them over a blueprint of time, he said they crisscross each other at the seventh axis of the Christos spiral time wave. And that would be November 8th and 9th of 2023. Now, he nowhere in his video mentioned the solar eclipse of October 14th, 2023, but this is about 25 days after that event happens. And so if you look at the way resonant fields are able to create massive shifts, it takes a little time for things to sink in. And so what we do in San Antonio, for what I'm going to end this podcast with, will send out a ripple that is large in the center. And as each individual that comes to the tone and gets their upgraded frequency frequencies with healing each other, the earth, and putting in the work, they will go back to their places and tell the stories, which will also create time wave ripples within their own holographic matrix, and we all get to resonate together. So that would be the crux of the Christos spiral. And what this means is that we're the Fibonacci spiral, which is the external world, and the Christos spiral, which is the internal world. And you can look at the things that I posted on TikTok and Facebook and a little bit on my Instagram. I will post more of the information on my website, infinyu.info. That will have the details, so you can see it for yourself to understand really what I'm talking about. So at the gist of it, this guy's information was coinciding with Christ consciousness coming into fruition by November 8th or 9th of 2023, and basically the old duality world and all the stuff that we see that we don't necessarily like starts to fade away, and this new upgraded way of being and living starts to take over our place that we exist in, whatever you want to call it, Gaia, Mother Earth, Terra, like just whatever, right? Doesn't matter whatever you want to put on it. It's just an upgraded blueprint. Right now we are running on a blueprint that is a time equals money, and what some would say is a manipulation game, but in my eyes, it's a learn how to get your shit together game. So let's learn how to get our shit together as we are all one pile of doo-doo right now. So anyway, let's see, where are we at? Christo Spiral, crypto investment. Then, man, so when we left there, another person that was there is my friend Jamesia, and she's a real estate investor and was planning on having a few properties open, maybe like more open floor plan that we could have a party, because only about a month or so later was going to be the Mayan Day Out of Time celebration, which is also celebrated within this galactic calendar. July 25th, and that is the day in between the end of the calendar on the 24th and the beginning of the new calendar on the 25th of July, and that is the Mayan Day Out of Time, D-O-O-T, Day Out of Time celebration. And I thought we were just going to have a get-together at Jamesia's place, and when that started falling through, some things started coming about where miscommunication with one of the places I was vending at. And I was booted out of vending at those events, and I was like, wow, this is not cool, but let's see where we're going. And then, Val from Artisan or Piece by Piece, it's a venue that was just getting started. She invited me to go and set up at her place, and I'm like, whoa, Artisan, like, because the whole thing about the galactic calendar is time is art. And so when you can start linking yourself with this galactic wave of energy as cycles go, and you see how you operate within it, you become time, which you are an art piece. And so you get to jump into this spiral dynamic of being a galactic being as part of time, and time no longer means the same thing to you, because it's just about your art and being and creating. And so Val at Artisan, like Mayan slash like ancient civilization, Mesoamerican art inspired, and Piece by Piece, which is a puzzle piece, Duncan, the owner of the location, like just, it was all synchronistic. It was all beautiful. Instead of going and vending, I wound up doing an event where I put on my own festival. I had vendors. I let them come in and set up for free. I got the place for half off. I brought in fire spinners, DJs, and did all of this stuff pretty much for free, and had an amazing time. People made money. We had about 400 people come through, and I just whipped the thing together within a month. And I was amazed by myself. And soon after, like within a week or 2 weeks, the government handed out another $10,000 or something. And so I spent that on sound equipment and renting out the place for three more events afterwards, because I was like, yo, that must mean I'm supposed to do this now. And I thought I did. And every event that I did afterwards started going down and down and down. And so, those three events were on 8/21, then 9/17, and then 10/29. And then this is also about to jump into festival season again, which is normally, this is what it goes with for me. Medicine for the People, Solar Punk Summit, and Astronauts. And so Medicine for the People was on 9/23, Solar Punk Summit was on 10/22, and then Astronauts was on 11/5. And each one of those events had their own set of challenges that we pushed through that was just like, what, like, are we going to be able to make it there? Are we even, like, am I setting up? Like, holy shit, this is just ridiculous on what's going on. Like, we have to care for children. One's sick. One got attacked by another schoolmate at school. And what, car breakdown and just so many things and just, you know, miscommunication on tent supplies and having to travel way more than we, it was just a whole thing on everything, but we showed up and we showed up with a smile and we just told the stories and we were rewarded. I made money at each one of these events. When I go out and I set up, except for Astronauts, I didn't vend. That was more of like, we just need to have fun and escape. Like, this is ridiculous. And each one of those will be their own story. I'm trying to fast forward because I need to get y'all caught up to 2023 because, you know, we've got birthdays and stuff going on today. So anyway, after Astronauts, that was November 5th. And soon after is my birthday, and then we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and all, and the holidays and stuff. And so, you know, that's more of like a hibernating period. I don't do a lot of things at that time. I think I was vending a little bit and whatnot, but not a lot of stories to tell. There's many synchronicities within all of living, but that's more of like I go in and because I'm not out meeting all of my tribe and dancing with them under the stars and all this stuff. So what was happening at that time was people had passed away. That's right. That's what was happening during that time. Jason Hahn passed away during a galactic activation portal day on his birthday. And like, it's all these, it's another story. And then my friend, Travis, he passed away, on a galactic activation portal day. And he was a part of this story. Like, there's just, it was, I was being hit left and right with like how death is a part of this process. And then I had to regroup on what do I do? Because now I can't get the artist. Am I just supposed to be like not throwing my own event and find some way to get in? And the way Amber and I thought it was solar eclipse glasses. Those are going to be sold by the millions. So it started turning into more of like a business model on how to, you know, people are going to buy them by the millions. I did some research. I can get them for cheap. I can sell them for pretty, you know, for not that expensive, really. We can keep them affordable. But I can make them super sexy and awesome with holographic stickers and the whole thing. So the company I talked to, they manufactured 45 million and for the 2017 solar eclipse in here in America, and they sold out everywhere. People were talking about selling out. So it's money. And so we've been putting together a whole business model and plan to bring this out. And that's what we're going to get to, how the glasses are part of this. The glasses kind of came in for me right around, well, we had a meeting. It came in right around January. I mean, it must have been the new year because on 1/9, January 9th, I saw my friend, Brandon, and I told him about the idea. And by the 22nd, we had a meeting and he was telling everything that we had talked about to some key people. And I got them all excited about it and what we can do and how the money looks and stuff like that. And so we got to talking. And then on 2/22, there was an event called, it was an Omen the Dome. Something for Humanity, Unite for Humanity, was led by unify.org. If you find them on Facebook, they have over 2 million followers and they post just a lot of information about meditation and gathering and uniting. And they do live events and stuff like that, mass meditation. So they're going to be part of this. I got to email them, pitch deck. It's all coming together. So that's part of this too. It's like, I got connections in so many areas that this is going to go bonkers. This, as soon as this really, you know, by 420, you're going to be crazy. You're going to be like, what? Oh my gosh. Especially if you listen to this beforehand, you're going to be like, I listened to that guy before the plan was divulged to the rest of the world. So anyway, we got glasses. I got connections to social media marketing, all that stuff. So anyway, we did this thing in Austin, where we gathered inside and we owned for like 20 minutes, and there was like an opera singer there. And I mean, I got videos on my TikTok about that. You can see that, the information that I put, more details, but that was an activation. Around this time, I started looking at doing like a festival tour to talk about the Solar Eclipse X and how we can unite. Holy moly, I still got a whole another page right here. I'm going to try to fast forward, okay? I don't mean to go fast to you, and I'm going to bounce you around, but I got this written down. Let's roll. So I started looking at festivals. One of them on my radar was Reconnection Festival, and then Burning Man, and Wakan, and there were just a few that I was looking at, and Reconnection was one that looked really juicy to me, and it was along the solar eclipse route of 2024. It was along the edge of it, and I was like, all right, cool, I'd like to go there, activate it, tell the story. And I would have liked to have vended, workshop something, but you know, no money, no time, like all kinds of shit going on. But anyway, I show up to Medicine for the People for spring festival in 324, and I meet, well, I see my friend Dawn Pop Rock, who has the Fed, and she has cutlery and things like that that are your forever ones. You're not going to keep throwing plastic. You carry them with you. They have a case, and you don't use straws and plastic shit anymore. And it's her way of assisting Gaia with all this stuff and the trash, all the trash. And so she's like, dude, I'm going to be going to Reconnection Festival with this idea. I got, they're going to pay me to, we're going to wash the dishes and for the artist and the crew in the back. I got backstage passes, blah, blah, blah. And I'd love to have you there. You're a vendor. You know your shit. And I was like, fuck yeah, I know my shit. This is fucking amazing. Amber, I got invited to go. I want to go. And I know shit don't work in our schedule, but I'm going to go. So, she supports me. Amber really does support me, allow my dreams to you know, come to light. So I'm forever in debt for, you know, with this part of our play. It's beautiful. And so I was allowed to go. Not that I was allowed to go. So I went with the crew, and it was amazing. And before that, let me not even get to going to Reconnection. So got invited, and then also we were able to stay an extra, that's what happened at that Medicine for the People. My mom's travel trailer blew a tire and had a hole in it. We still took it there and were able to use it. But the lights weren't working at night, so I had to stay an extra night, and they just so happened to allow everyone to be able to stay an extra night. And, had a long conversation with Vision, Ashley, and the Sacred Light Activation team, and, wound up having an activation with them when they were just running their experiments and stuff with it, getting it fine-tuned. And so I was able to get in for free. I mean, actually not free. I got a bunch of pendants over here worth thousands of dollars, what I'm hooking them up with. And the connection and what they did was absolutely amazing. I love it. And I was using psychedelics and a mastermind. Whiteboards, vision, like the whole, like massage, like getting Reiki, Rape, like it's a whole fucking thing. So you have to go through me to get to them. And you can do that. And I've got to ask you some questions before I ever send you to them. But that'll be mainstream in the near future, and what they do, whether they want to franchise it or however they want to do that. And they each have their own gifts and abilities. They're all amazing. And you'll be able to find my friends through my website, infinityu.info. As time goes on, I'll be linking up each of their services and products and stuff like that on my website. So just bear with us as we, you know, add all this stuff in. It's going really, really fast. So Sacred Light Activation was amazing. And, you know, the day after, that was on 4-9 when I was able to partake in that. Everything, again, going super fast. So on 4-9, I'm already there doing the activation. The next day was kind of recovery day. And then I think that night or the next day, we went out to eat for my sister's birthday. And that was on 4-11. And, you know, things after medicine for the people and this activation and making connections using the galactic calendar and finding people's date of births and stuff. It linked me with the mayor and wanting to work more with the city on cleaning up the waterways and parks and doing some really amazing things. And this is just starting the hints of how what my guides are asking me to do is really get in with working with San Antonio. And so anyway, after that, 411 linking up, mayor through the galactic calendar and finding how he syncs up with my kin, which is in the galactic calendar. You have to learn more about that later on your own if you don't already know. So other than that, we've got 5/10/22, meeting with Kate, the hardest. And right across the road from Enchanted Rock, if you remember, we have the activation at Enchanted Rock. And now I'm across the road at Troyce Estates, owned by Rebecca Troyce. And we're having a meeting just about everything, the Solar Eclipse X. And, come to find out, Troyce Estates and Enchanted Rock is right in the center lineup of the 2024 total solar eclipse. And so this is where things begin to get interesting. And, I'm always looking for land. And I do find a property that is in the area. I'm going to hold that part sacred right now until we are official. But I was physically looking at the land and gridding it and doing things. When I went out to Troyce Estates and met with Rebecca, and lo and behold, her, Kate, myself, we're all connected to the Sintamani Stone, the Shintamanaya Stone, aka the Philosopher's Stone. And Rebecca, the owner of Troyce Estates, has had her property for over 20 years and has built almost like a little Sedona with a grotto. It's a place you can stay at. So I would highly, highly recommend staying there and make sure you eat her breakfast. It's so good. The potatoes, crispy, beautiful, diced. But then going and visiting Enchanted Rock, which is, again, it is right on the other side of the highway or whatever you call it. I don't even know if that would be a highway, technically. That's a county road, maybe. And that was another activation. There's information there that, again, I cannot divulge all of that at this point in time. But it will, I know it will come out very soon. So teasers, baby, teasers. You're really going to have to sign up for the email newsletter in order to get all this information and stay in tune. I will divulge it as it is allowed to come out. So next, after that meeting, 5/10, the next week or so, is that 9 days later, we're off to Reconnection Festival. That was a whole thing. Amber and I went through some big arguments, and where I didn't, I was walking around like, dude, I'm single, but I wasn't going around like trying to find a woman. It was like, no, I just want to go out and have fun. I don't care. Like, if I talk to a girl, like, I'm not I am the type that, I won't put myself in sticky situations when I'm in a relationship, because I respect my partner. And when we're in it, I'm like, no, don't go there. I was not feeling it. I was like, dude, when I get back, we're fucking done. This is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to she's saying she don't trust me, and that's not cool. And, I want to be with someone that trusts me fully and, understands, who I am and stuff. And so I didn't feel like I was being seen. And so again, I don't want anybody to get the idea that I was flirting or any of these things. I was just having fun. I was being a child is what I really did. I was like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to help with that. I'm going to go talk with this person. I don't have to be tied to anybody. Like, I wasn't tied to anybody other than helping Dawn and whatever the crew and the team needed. Wash dishes, boom, oversupportive, blah, 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 taking care of the tent, doing, being me. And I did have some fun with, a girl that I met, but she was relation. It was not that type of thing. She was just an absolute blast to be around, and she saw me and saw I was going through something. Was just offering, like, she's pretty. I'm not gonna lie, blonde, beautiful, like really cool, all that stuff. But I'm not. That's as far as that goes, because I was trying to figure out myself and just wanting to be, and I wanted to tell the story of the solar eclipse to strangers. And so that's what I did. That was my focus, was to talk to people and let them know what I know, that they need to know what I know. And it was a dire, like, that's what it felt like, is dire, like, I got to get here and I got to tell them what I know. Like, everybody needs to know what I know. And that's what I've been feeling, is that you need to know what I know. The solar eclipse X's is a place where we come together and heal ourselves and the world. So I felt like Jesus delivering a message. Made amazing connections, and it was my introduction to LS Dream. Holy moly, it was my introduction to get spangled. Like, that was amazing. The artist, the Incendia Dome, like that whole festival, looking at the layout, looking how they handled things when we had massive rains, and we had, like, we went through things on that event. Like, there were two torrential pours that came through that fucked up people's tents and made them homeless for the whole time they were there. Pretty much. And so we helped. It was just crazy. It was amazing. And LS Dream with light codes and his set and who he is and how he brings his shit. And the whole thing was just amazing. And so right after this reconnection, we get to the Mayan Warrior Art Car on 6/11/22. Those that haven't experienced this thing, it is sick. It is a bus with a Mayan warrior face, neon lights, spits fire, DJ, sound system. So that's one of the things we want to bring to San Antonio. That's going to be amazing. I'm not sure exactly how we'll get it and we'll get it when we'll get it, but it definitely be here for either solar eclipse or for the Mayan day out of time. I want to try to keep that event free if I can. I did have to charge on the last one because, I mean, I can't do this shit for, I can't actually, I was not even doing it for free. I did it for free. I can't pay to do it. So we'll see how this all works out. If we can get it, I know they need to get paid to bring that thing out. But I don't want it to be like so crazy. Maybe the city can pay to have it, the Mayan Warrior Art Car, come out and have it be kind of like a free event or something, or more community activism event to get in. So anyway, right after that on 7/25 was my second annual Mayan Day at a Time celebration. And I did learn a lot. I thought I had a lot of things buttoned up. I thought I was going to make a lot of door sales and, you know, sales of my own product. And glasses and calendars and get donation money. And because it was a fundraising event is what I was doing it for. Because we need glasses, need all these things that are going to come out for these solar eclipses as we get closer and closer. So another story for that event. I did learn a lot. After that, we get to Corpus Christi. Amber and I just needed to get away. So we went up there and did an 8/8 activation. I vended, and we did an activation. I vended on 8/7, made some good money. I was like, oh, okay, good. All right, we're going to be okay. And we were contemplating getting a travel trailer and decided, like, nah, I don't know. We'll think about it. And so we can go on tour with these different events and tell the story. And, you know, I've been trying to write a pitch deck and a business plan for ages now. And so that's always on the tail end of all this stuff, is like, okay, once we get the investor money, then boom, this goes that direction and it goes this fast. So anyway, we're in Corpus. We decide to go ahead and stay the night. We had no children. So, you know, we partook in another journey, and after vending and making some good money, we went up to the hotel that we were vending at and just stayed and made love and got real passionate with each other, and then walked down the boardwalk to go get some food, about 12 or something at night. And after being in the room for a few hours, we went to go get some food and came back, and that's when we were doing the activation. So the time would be, we got into it right around almost 2 o'clock, 1:45 or so, maybe 1:44 a.m. on 8/8, and we connected divine feminine and masculine energy with the waters on the beach and the sand. And we did have two others, divine feminine, that showed up. And one of the girls was fresh, newly found out that she was pregnant, wasn't even showing. And it was an amazing thing. And that night, Amber and I had a long talk about, you know, my human design and one of the other things that I had learned from Miracle Springs Ranch and going over there was human design. It came into my field and I started learning more about myself and, you know, discovered that my human design, as far as its incarnation cross, is part of this evolution, this shift, and the way we're going with our tribes and our communities and the way that we just interact as partners and beings and a community. It's going to be different. And so one of the girls that showed up to assist us with the activation on 8/8 has the same incarnation cross as mine, the writing across of the Sleeping Phoenix. And we have very particular energy fields about us that's, you know, kind of like not wanting to be kept, but wanting to be wanted. Like, yo, I want to be wanted, but you can't have me. I don't want to have to report to anyone. I want to be free. It's like this freedom gene type of a thing. And that's kind of what I go back and forth with. I love being in the relationship and being in a relationship and in a partnership and building, a union and raising our children and the whole family dynamic, and it's a beautiful thing. And there's just another part of me that's like, I just want to be free. And so going back to Reconnection Festival, that's how I felt. I just wanted to go tell this story and unite people. I wasn't looking at them like, oh, woman, man, this and that. I was like, anyone, all takers can get the story. And so we had a long talk about where we see ourselves as we evolve, you know, and so we see ourselves going through all the way to the end, but just how that looks, we are giving ourselves room for evolution, as things evolve, you know, we're free to maneuver. So, but we're definitely here for the long haul. We see the same dream, the ending. So, the other part that happened with, that activation is the next morning after we've had this talk and again made love again after we had that talk, and possibly in the morning before we headed out of the room, we were eating breakfast, and she asked me, okay, where do you want to go? You want to go to all these different festivals? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get there? And what's coming up next? And I'm like, well, shit, man. One of the ones I think I can get into would probably be, and it looks like up on the list would be Sology Fest. And let me see what's going on with Todd Medina and, you know, his creation of Sology Fest. He's being guided to it. It seems like a big deal. And I'll be able to get up on the stage and talk like everybody gets to talk. That's the whole thing with Sology Fest. And again, its location was right along the edge of the 2024 solar eclipse. So I'm finding myself going back up towards Arkansas and, you know, Missouri and that whole area along the solar eclipse route. And so it's at Mulberry Mountain. And I look online and he's giving away 4 tickets to Sology Fest, each valued at $444 each. And because we couldn't afford it. I know. It was like, it was the most expensive thing that I was trying to go to, other than Burning Man. But so I'm like, hey, I'm in your town. I just did an activation. Because, oh, that's the other thing. I look on Facebook and his hometown is Corpus Christi, where we're at. And I'm like, holy shit. And he's in Sedona. And I'm getting all these hits on Sedona and its connection to Corpus and San Antonio. And at this time, also, my sister's living in a subdivision named Sedona. So, you know, I'm telling you, there's just things all around me that are like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm like, okay. So Todd Medina is giving away tickets. And before the we even get an hour or 20 minutes away from Corpus Christi, as we're driving back to San Antonio, I win a ticket for me and Amber to go. And so that's $888 if you add it up on 8-8. We win two tickets. And so we say, you know what? Let's go ahead and go to the RV place and get a travel trailer. We'll pull it up to there and we can park it and we'll just pay. It's only $30 extra to hook it up on the RV spot, which is like super cheap. Like with the tickets being $444, you think the RV spot would be more expensive, but it was only $30 and a day. And so we're like, fuck it, that's nice. We'll do that. And so we went and got ourselves into a travel trailer. And then, I don't know, we were getting money in from somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it came in, but we just happened to have enough money to get all the fucking shit needed to go with an RV. Like the water hose, the like just everything. Like all the things. Go look at what you need for a first timer as a travel trailer and an RV, like your hitch, your sway bars, your all that stuff. Go look it up and tell me. That shit adds up to close to fucking like 10 grand or something. I don't know. We just hemorrhaged a lot of money. And so we got stuck in Mulberry Mountain with the travel trailer. We blew out our transmission. So on the tickets that we won on 8/26 up to Mulberry Mountain for Sology Fest, before we can even get up the mountain, our transmission blows out on the travel trailer. I mean, on our 2015 Ford Expedition. And so we're like, all right, this is not good. I'm you know, as I'm coming around the corner and it's not going anywhere. And this good old boy is driving in the ATV on the opposite direction with a beer in one hand and the steering wheel in the other. He turns around and comes up, parks right in front of us, asks if we need help, and helps us with everything. He calls his cousin to help pull the travel trailer up the hill. He helps pull us off to the side of the road. They know, just so happen to know the owners of the house, so we're going to be fine. They know the people that will come and pick it up, the tow truck driver, the shop we're going to put it at, all this stuff. And he winds up keeping our travel trailer up in the bottom of Mulberry Mountain for about a week or two until we could get it hauled down, hot-shotted down to Texas for our round of festivals, because our fall festival season was about to kick up, and we had two of them that we were going to want to take this new travel trailer that we just purchased so we could be comfortable. It was getting cold. And so we're like, what, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, here, so $1,200 to get it hot-shotted down to where Medicine for the People was going to be happening. We got it down there about a week or two early, and had a whole conversation with Geronimo, the guy, Gino, the guy that owns the property. And I was promised to be able to put the travel trailer on the property, you know, without any issues. And then I had to spend like $650. So I didn't have to, but we wound up spending that much. We thought we were going to leave it there and have it posted up and rent it out. But he didn't have any septic tanks hooked up and no water hooked up. And that's just too much work when it's not, it's an hour and a half away from me in San Antonio to Austin. So we didn't wind up leaving it there. We had it there for Medicine for the People. And we also had to pay, what was it, $6,244 to get our transmission replaced on the truck. Mm-hmm. So this is all according to game plan, because we are actually traveling along the ley line of this 2024 solar eclipse. And Google Maps showed me earlier this year when it's like, hey, look where you were at last year. And all the dots are literally within the 27, it hits the center lineup of the 2017 total solar eclipse. It goes along the 2024 up and down multiple times. And then we go up and down the 2023 annular eclipse. I've been to all three where time doesn't exist. It's a crazy thing. And I'm posting all this stuff, so I'm putting as much out as possible. So here we're getting close to time here. We're an hour and 5 minutes. So festival season, Medicine for the People. I feel like I'm having trouble being seen at that event and with all this stuff that I have going on, but I was late in time. But it all worked out perfectly. And then Solarpunk Summit, that was absolutely amazing. We were at Suns River Ranch, And I mean, I had an amazing time. Amber and I went through it again, but we usually do. We argue, fuss, and fight, and then we make love, and then we manifest things. Astronauts was another experience, and got into it with my sister and with her watching our children, and then wanting us to rush back because she had shit going on and didn't plan correctly. So, but it's our fault. So it's a whole bunch of things, you know, that we maneuver through with life. And I've been showing up and I vend and I talk about the solar eclipses and where they lead me and how this is a whole thing. And so now, after those events of 2022 and the festival season, and we've taken the rest and hibernation of the winter time, and today we are 2/27/23, and on, let's see, when was that meeting? Oh man, I didn't write it down. But anyway, the Food Policy Council meeting in January, which is the third Wednesday of every month, I went looking for, like, basically what had happened was the solar eclipse acts, as I've taken this hibernation, has now led me to the headwaters of the San Antonio River and how it doesn't flow naturally anymore, and it hasn't since the 1900s. It's led me to the history of San Antonio and all the things that have happened here for a long time, especially over the last over 200, about 150, 200 years or so, all within there. And, you know, so we're now into 2023. We're here now. And this is the year of the annular Ring of Fire eclipse. And all the stories that I've told you are leading to a massive citywide festival that we are a spiritual summit that we're calling Setting the Tone, Ring of Fire Spiritual Summit. And I met a gentleman by the name of Brian Hummel on 1/20/23. And again, this has led me to the headwaters of the San Antonio River and the organizations that are here to assist with that. So now all the work that I've been trying to do with get people's attention to, you know, seeing how much they're, I don't want to call it wasting, but how much their carbon footprint, right? How much are you using and how much are you throwing into the trash can and all these things? And so with my own spiritual awakening, it's led me to find a bunch of people that have developed different techniques and ways of lowering that and reducing consumption, reducing waste, using Earth with her energy that she's able to produce and how she cleanses the waters and how there's a natural flow of things, and we've taken her out of her cycles and she's just going to show us how to get back in there. And she's also using the people through our cosmic alignment that are getting messages from our higher selves on how we can do these things also. So these eclipses, it's X marks the spot. We're setting the tone, which means setting the harmonic resonance as we go forward with a, I don't want to call it a reset, but it's the new opportunity, the new vision, the new landscape of dreams as we are dream shifters to, I want to get everyone really aligned. So now that I have brought you fully up to 2023, and I on the next episode, I think I will go ahead and backtrack on some things and clarify a few things. I'm going to listen to this again. I'm going to go ahead and post it today. No editing, raw dog, because I got to get it out there for y'all, right? And you know how this is, where anybody that's been watching me for a while now, some of my friends, you know how this I go. I this is how I go. This is how I go. We roll it out just unfiltered. But this is a huge worldwide project, and look at the world around us, and they're telling us the waters are being poisoned and all these things. So we need to come together and do something big, and I figured out a way to do that. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit to clear up some things on the next episode, but we're going to quickly get into the meat and potatoes of what we're going to do with this event and some of the other things that have come to light. I can now slow down a little bit more and not feel forced to get you caught up to date. But there's definitely some other things that you need to know that will have this make more sense. Let's see. I think I'm good. I feel complete with this episode. So with that, I want y'all to love always in all ways. Peace.